Did you know Instacart delivers more than groceries? You can get tech, beauty, office supplies, sporting goods, and more, all delivered right to your door in as fast as an hour. So whether you're cooking dinner or your phone charger is cooked, you can save yourself multiple trips by shopping over 1,000 stores in the Instacart app. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard, coming to you live from New York. I'm going to be hanging out here for one more hour. It's the end of the week. They're going to tell me to shut up. I'll be back on Monday, though. I'm here every weeknight, except for when I take a day off or a couple of days or a week. Besides that, I'm here every night, weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. You can also listen to the show tomorrow if you feel like it. You can listen to the first 3 hours that we've been sitting here if you'd like to. Much love to everybody locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got tons all over the country now. Sirius XM channel 158 and everybody on a smart speaker. It's Friday night. Shout outs to my people getting that money. My delivery drivers, my Uber drivers, trying to make that extra bread on a Friday. I hope you don't get too many drunks in that car. If you're drunk in the back of somebody's car right now, wake your ass up. Make sure you give a good tip. We got a lot of chefs and restaurant workers. Hey, shout outs to all my bar people. What up, bar people? I like y'all. Hope y'all got all the money, too. Have a shot for me. Take two shots for me. Shep doesn't drink, so take a shot for him, too. Is that okay, Shep? No, right? No?
Of course they can, just as long as they do it responsibly, always.
Yeah, responsibly. Be responsible.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be irresponsible like me. Hey, don't be irresponsible like Stetson Bennett. That man stood in front of the media today, or Friday, whatever day it is. And he's like, well, let me remind you. Stetson Bennett, a couple of weeks after the parade, was in Dallas, Texas. And he was arrested on a Sunday morning for being intoxicated, knocking on people's doors. He didn't know where the hell he was, and he got arrested. And then he was hiding from the cops a little bit. However you can a little bit hide from the cops, he did that until he was apprehended. And so today, at his pro day, Stetson Bennett, I guess he apologized. Whatever he did, listen to this.
It was, a mistake. I understand why that can't happen. I've talked to coaches about it. Talked to GMs. Apologize to my family. That's who I, felt worse about. Felt like I let them down. You know, I've got an obligation on the fourth. Can't do that if your last name's Bennett.
I know better. Can't do that if your last name is Bennett. So if he was Stetson Bennett the second or third, would it be okay? Or just because you're Bennett, you can't do... Man, nobody gives a damn what your last name is. Just try not to be intoxicated. That's it. But he's lived life. He's a two-time national champion. He's the king of Athens. He can afford to be drunk outside, I guess. It's not going to get him an NFL job. And if it is, it's... third string, practice squad, XFL. I still have no idea how people think that he's going to do something in the NFL. It's a long shot, folks. A long shot. He and Kyler Murray are the same age. 25 years old. By the time the season starts, October, Stetson Bennett's going to be 26. 26-year-old rookie out here busting ass. Not happening. We got 32 spots. Do you think they're giving him a chance? 49ers will have to run through every quarterback again before we see somebody like Stetson Bennett. Anyway, he's not the only quarterback that spoke at the combine. Bryce Young, all 6 feet or maybe 5 foot 10 inches of the guy, 194 pounds. He was telling everybody in the nicest, most polite way possible, I'm not too small.
I've been this size, respectfully, my whole life. I know who I am. I know what I can do. And, for me, I think it's fair. Everyone can speculate and ask whatever questions are necessary. But, I'm going to continue to control what I can control. I'm keep working my hardest to put myself in a good position. And I'm confident in myself. I know what I can do. And, I'm just excited to get to that next level.
Yeah, he's excited to get to the next level. Well, let me tell you something. When you go from college, and I've seen this with my own eyes, when you go from college to the pros, you're making more money. Well, some of these guys are making, they were making money under the table, but you're now a professional. You would expect the level of care and attention and the accommodations, you would expect them to be better. It's the NFL. In most cases, yes. For the top programs, some of these players, some of these college athletes from the SEC, the ACC, they're going to go to the NFL and they're going to have a downgrade in facilities. That's something I know. I've been in NFL locker rooms and training facilities, and I've seen Ohio State's and Notre Dame's. And it is night and day. I'd rather stay my ass in college working out than go work out there. I'm not going to drop no team names, not from my own knowledge. And so for the first time, the NFL Players Association actually polled, and they participated in this. They don't always participate in collective bargaining. 1,400 players responded to a survey about the teams with the best amenities, and they basically got grades. This was basically a report card for the players to evaluate the clubs and how they treat them. To the shock of no one, let's get this the hell up on out the way. The Washington Commanders were ranked last, number 32. When it came down to the report card, the NFL Players Association said, besides the strength coaches who received great feedback as one of the best groups in the league, the rest of the club's operations and facilities were rated by player respondents at the bottom of every single category. Treatment of families, food service and nutrition, the weight room, training room, training staff, locker room, and team travel. What the hell is this man feeding them? This man being Daniel Snyder. What are you feeding them, oatmeal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Here's some bread and some water. The Minnesota Vikings were given the number one ranking, and good for them. I was actually at their facility last summer. Horrible Harry, my main man, Horrible Harry. I was there with Kevin O'Connell. They have a beautiful, beautiful practice facility, and it's brand new. The weight room, saw the locker room. I was like, damn, I could come play here. I could be running back for the Vikings. I could. I'd be better than Adrian Peterson, just like Shep would beat up Mike Tyson. Vikings A. Number one, the Dolphins, number two, the Raiders, three. At the bottom, I told you the Commanders. And then we run into some of the terrible issues with other teams. And by the way, the Chargers, they were ranked 30th. The Cardinals are some cheapskates. The Cardinals will let you take food home from the practice facility. But the Arizona Cardinals charge their players to take it home. If you're leaving, if your ass been working all day at the Arizona Cardinals practice facility, if you want dinner to take home, they will charge you. It's going to come out of your paycheck. Players are also charged for every meal they eat at the facility during the offseason. If you're coming in to get some work in May, you're going to have to drive to, I don't know, a Chipotle. They charging you the same way at work. And by the way, the quality of the Cardinals' food ranked dead last. What are the Cardinals doing? I love this. These teams are getting called out, and now they got to change it. It is absolutely hilarious. The Cincinnati Bengals. I told you their owner was cheap, Mr. Brown. The players have issues with the showers and toilets not consistently working. The Bengals are the only team that does not have outlets in their lockers to charge devices. That electric bill is crazy, y'all. The Bengals are also one of two teams that does not provide vitamins to their players. They are the only team that does not provide supplements. Hey, this is actually good for Bryce Young. Bengals don't need him. They're not going to give you vitamins and supplements to get bigger. And the Cardinals, they got Kyler Murray, even though he's broken. The Cardinals are charging you for food. Congratulations, Bryce Young. You won't be on any of those teams. Commanders players. The training room is understaffed. Some players are forced to have a roommate at the team hotel the night before a game. The Commanders don't fly their gigantic-ass players first class. The Commanders have a lack of warm water and poor drainage in their showers. Wow. We talked about this last night. One of our callers talked about how bad the strength and conditioning coach was with the Ravens. He got the boot. Steve Saunders is gone. The Chiefs, even though they just won a championship, the Chiefs training staff ranked as the worst in the NFL. The Chargers, they got no room. The Chargers operate out of an office building. And then to take the cake here, if you play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they are waiting to build a brand new facility. The Jaguars had rats. Players reported that for 3 to 4 weeks this past season, there was a rat infestation in the locker room and in the laundry hampers. The Jaguar Stadium, where they practice as well, that's why they're building a new facility. Inspectors found 159 incidents of rat droppings and discovered 129 violations at concession stands. So if you're going to go see a Jacksonville Jaguars game, beware. The rats are amongst you. Don't eat. It affects the players as well. You know, when you think about all the money, and these facilities look nice. I guess all the players don't have it as good as we thought they did. Staying in, you know, top-class hotels and 4-5-star hotels and the best amenities and being waited on hand and foot. Some of these teams, they know what it's like to take a cold shower. A rat in the hamper, though? I can't imagine. And then the Commanders, is anybody surprised? that the Commanders are the worst. But the Arizona Cardinals, they have to be the most embarrassed. You are charging your NFL players to eat? The fact is, these dudes are using their bodies. I'm not no damn nutritionist. I'm not a physical therapist, a physiologist. It's common sense. If you want someone to perform at peak level, at optimal peak level, you got to feed them. You want to encourage their nutrition. You don't want to charge them like they're out at a restaurant. That has to be the most shocking thing I've seen. In the Bengals, if you want to play for the Bengals, man, you better go to GNC. We don't have nothing here for you. Go to GNC, get your vitamins. We don't got it for you. Is this not a confirmation of everything we've known already? The Bengals are cheap. The Bidwells are cheap. I just didn't know they were that cheap where they didn't want to. They don't pay for food. They charge the players for food. Shep, are you not surprised about that, or am I bugging?
I mean, I'm amazed that anybody, I don't care if it's the Commanders, I don't care if it's the Bengals, whatever the franchise may be, if you are a NFL franchise and you are in excess of billions upon billions of dollars, how in the hell can you charge any player or any team personnel member anything extra than what you're already making when it comes to gate and TV revenue? I don't get it. It's embarrassing.
Hey,
it's embarrassing.
You want to eat clean? You want some grilled chicken and some broccoli and some rice? That's going to cost you $15 out of your paycheck.
What? Although, Jared, the question I would have for you as a follow-up would be, and I understand you were mentioning the Cardinals, obviously one of those teams that charges for bringing home meals. Let's say Kyler Murray decides to study the playbook and actually does ascend like we are accustomed to seeing from number one overall picks. You really think they're going to charge him? Like, aren't there at least some exceptions to the rule?
Oh, my God.
You can't charge the star quarterback.
I would think so. Or maybe they do like, I mean, I ain't eat food at college. I eat food outside. In college, don't you get a card? Know how that work?
Correct, but if you are and this is just obviously at the Division I level, if you are a Division I star athlete, not even the superstar campus athlete, big man, big woman on campus, but just a scholarship athlete, you eat for free.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to make sense. If Kyler Murray goes into the cafeteria and he says, I want this.
Yeah.
Do they not just still scan something?
I can't imagine anyone. It's like, to me, it's almost like Derek Jeter being charged in New York, you know?
Well, that's the Yankees, man.
Right, right.
That's not even, by the way, oh, my God. The Yankees have some of the best food.
Yes.
Between the Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys, what a shock, right? The Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll say this, too, and it's not because I live here. Atlanta, the Hawks have some of the best food anywhere. Between the Yankees, the Cowboys, and the Hawks, you can get fat when it comes to the premium food options. But my point is, I would think that Kyler Murray goes into the place and that they scan something, and for inventory purposes, and it comes out of his check. What's he thinking about? You think Kyler Murray is checking his statements? This man has direct, I don't know his business, but he has direct deposit, and he goes, okay, that's $450,000 in, and he goes about his day. You know, I don't think he's going, well, I got 450, man, I got shorted, 450, oh, man, where's the $200 for lunch? You know, he ain't thinking about that.
So you're telling me, 3 years ago when he was playing, I know he still hasn't even officially declared retirement yet, Larry Legend Fitzgerald was getting charged lunch and dinner if he wanted to take home food, is what you're saying.
I don't know. But
I find that very hard to believe.
I don't know, but who cares? They charging. There's 53 guys on a roster. There's another 20 guys just hanging around just in case. In training camp, put on another 50 dudes. You telling me about three players? Who cares?
Well, Jared, but here, but in all seriousness now, if you are, I mean, I know head coaches on the NFL, even the amateur level, they're sleeping at these facilities more often than not during the season. So if that's the case, you know they're going to these cafeterias at all odd hours. What happens if a coach doesn't have the proper necessary identification on them?
Like, I don't, well, the food facilities, I don't believe they don't stay open 24/7.
Sure they do. I'm sorry, maybe not 24/7, but like, you know, and Jerry, you've been at ESPN, like when they're doing those, we don't have it here because we're not as big of an enterprise as ESPN. We're huge, but not necessarily to that scale. ESPN, their cafeteria is open till 1, 2 a.m. in the morning because there's so many people working those overnight shifts.
Yeah, NFL things, I'm almost certain ain't open that late, bro.
I'm surprised to hear that.
24/7? Hell no.
Not 24/7, no.
They are open. Yeah. They are open at the crack of dawn.
Correct.
In the morning.
Correct.
And they will close up later in the day, post-dinner, and that's it. Because here's the thing. You ain't encouraging your players to be there all freaking night. You want them to leave and rest. It serves no purpose outside of here is breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can eat anytime you want. What are we staffing up food for into 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning for the coaches who are here?
But you and I both know it's not the players necessarily that are staying.
That's my
late.
Point.
Right.
Who cares about the coaches? The coaches got to leave too.
Yeah, you're right.
And in all honesty, a lot of the coaches, they're not hanging out. I mean, that's a misnomer. They're not. They want them to leave. They do. It's not about being a hermit. Like, if you sticking around all that time, what you doing? Do you know what you're doing? And so they're not doing that. The thing is, though, the Cardinals, they should be ashamed of themselves. You charging players for food to take home? You're an NFL franchise, or are you just cheap? You could be both. Cardinals suck. And then the Jaguars figure out those rats. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Are you surprised by any of this? I mean, we got rats all over the world. Would you, Shep, there's more rats than humans, right, would you say?
I'd say that's a fairly accurate statement.
Oh, God.
They come out pretty late.
How many rats is there to, like, one human on Earth, you think?
Well, listen, if you ride the one train up north, you're seeing about 10 rats per minute.
Per one person?
No, you're seeing more rats than per person, 100%.
So it's like for every one person, there's 100 rats?
It seems like that when you're on a subway platform by yourself, yes.
I'm going to Google that. How many rats on Earth? Anyway, the Jaguars have rats. Let me know if you're surprised about the players having to pay for food in Arizona. Are you surprised by the plumbing issues in Washington? Are you surprised about the rats in Jacksonville? This is supposed to be the NFL. I guess they got problems like everybody else. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I learn more from the college students than they learn from me. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL Players Association, for the first time ever, they had their players basically complete a report card for all of the teams across the league. How do they treat their players? The amenities, the family food. I mean, not the family food, the family facilities. You know, things like daycare, flight accommodations, showers, recovery rooms, training staff, on and on and on and on. The Minnesota Vikings were number one. I'm not surprised. I was fortunate enough to have seen the Vikings' new training facility in the summer of last year. It is amazing. To the surprise of no one, the Washington Commanders are dead last. Just about everything sucks. And then there are some interesting exceptions amongst all of the teams. The Jacksonville Jaguars had a rat infestation for a couple of weeks in their locker room, in the hampers. Could you imagine finishing up a football game or practice and then just going to your locker and then just a rat runs by or runs out the hamper? I mean, am I in the NFL? Am I? The Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, are the only team in the NFL that charges you to take food home. They deduct it from your salary. And if you want to eat there in the offseason, let's say you want to show up to put in some work in May, if you want breakfast, lunch at the facility, you got to pay for that. The Bengals, they got no plugs to charge in the wall. The Bengals are the only team that won't give you supplements. It just goes on and on and on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Connor's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Connor?
Hey, JR. I love your show. Thanks for taking my call. Gosh, I am pretty surprised about the Jaguars and the Rats. I didn't expect that one.
It's the whole stadium. It's the whole stadium.
Oh, my God. Bengals are not getting supplements. I never knew that.
The who?
That's kind of a Bengals not getting supplements.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, owner is a cheapskate. I mean, we knew that. I had him on the top six, Mr. Brown. Well, thank you, Connor. Your phone sounds kind of blurry. I'm sorry, man. Sorry about that. Patrick is calling from San Jose. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I'm a former employee for an NFL sports team here in the Bay Area. I guess you could guess the name of it.
Are they gone or are they still there?
Still there.
Okay. I never heard of a team in the Bay Area, but go ahead.
The facility was great. Coaching staff and players did not have to pay at all for food. That's for breakfast, lunch, dinner, on poor season and off season. But, as an employee there, I didn't have to pay either because we're part of the staff. But
Patrick, I have been in these places. People are just walking in eating food. Like they have so much. They have so much food. They don't know what to do with.
And that was the thing. It's gourmet food made to order.
Yes.
Top notch. Everything was great.
There's a chef. Yeah. There's chefs back there. It's not like here's chefs. You can if you want one, but they will make you your food. These guys have diet plans. The chefs are back there making the food. Just it's amazing. And you got the Arizona Cardinals out here. What they said they have the worst food. And they're making you box it up and you got to pay for it. What type of garbage is that?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Patrick. Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know that some team in the Bay Area. Is the food good?
Oh, it's delicious.
Good.
They have hometown meals, too, from wherever you're from, whatever, you know.
Now, do they close? They stop at a certain hour, though, right?
For the most part, yeah. They'll stop. Probably 2 hours after last meeting.
So about 6 evening.
In the evening, and then, you know, after you'll have some guys hanging around till probably 8:30. So, and then you have coaching staff that may or may not stay on site.
Right. And then they got to get – the guys are back there early in the morning for everybody who gets there early, which is most people.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Patrick.
Earlier. And no the doubt. Other one would be, yes. I mean, the employees, I know we would have to check who scanned. They would use their ID to right. pay. But okay. not the players or coaching staff or any of that. Yeah. So,
well, thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
No doubt. Jay is calling from Boston. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what up, Jay? I wanted to call up and say you're doing a good job as always, you and Chef. And I was just calling about something else. I want to see if I think Young Jeezy is going to be in Atlanta on Sunday. I wanted to see if you're going to go to that concert. He's got a setup. Who's he have with him? He has T.I. and Ashanti. There's a lot of people with him.
Yeah, it's what is it? The something, the Streets Tour?
Yeah. I was just on my Facebook and I was seeing posts and it looked like a good concert. He shut everything down over there.
I was gonna ask, you in Boston, what you worrying about the concert down here for?
Because I was going through my Facebook and then I saw JR Sports Brief and then I saw
Jeezy.
I saw the Young Jeezy. He was putting posts up. You know how you get the stories up? Okay. So I said, oh, maybe JR's gonna be going there.
Am I going to that concert on Sunday? Probably not.
No.
Nah.
And I just wanted to give a shout out to Boston for we got the best basketball team, best hockey team.
Okay.
Jay Tatum going through all the records.
Well, they got, he's the Boston
got the most
Celtics
games, like Larry Bird.
Oh my God! Thank you, Jay. Yeah. The Boston Celtics, they got booed off the court tonight, but they'll be okay.
Oh, that's all right. That happened.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out, bro. No doubt. Yeah, I'm not going to the what they call that concert? Something about the Streets concert. I'm not going there on Sunday. Legends of the Streets. Yeah, who is it? We were talking about it at the arena tonight. Like, you coming back to the arena on Sunday to see Legends of the Streets? No. No, thank you. Hey, Marco, you want to see Jeezy?
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Hey, Shep, you want to see Jeezy?
Is Ashanti there?
hey, relax. Chill out.
Hey, listen, that's Ashanti,
Shep,
man.
That could be arranged, Shep.
You kidding me?
What?
You could really introduce me to Ashanti?
I'm trying to think. Hold on.
JR, the answer is no. Don't do this.
No, don't do it. Do it. JR, I would never embarrass you like that.
Embarrass me? What are you talking about? Well, by now you're making me afraid.
No, JR, I would be the utmost gentleman. I've always
Whoa,
said that my future. So I don't know her romantic status, but I've always said that my future wife will be introduced to me by a friend. It's not supposed to be on the old, you know, the new habit, which is
Ashanti,
the dating apps,
bro. Ashanti.
Yeah. JR, I've never believed that any woman is out of any man's league. I believe
I didn't
that
say
is
that.
A misnomer.
I didn't say that.
Okay, good.
You know, you're closer. She's from Long Island.
I would love to meet Ashanti. Just saying.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Maybe one day.
Thank you. I can tell you're kind of getting behind this a little bit.
I don't know. I think I'm going the other direction.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, where none of us are going to the Legends of the Street concert here in Atlanta on Sunday.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months and I really enjoyed listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We were going to talk about this Daniel Jones guy asking for $45 million, but I guess you got to start somewhere, right? Tell him you want 45, settle for 40. I'm not mad at Daniel Jones. Go get your money, man. We know you ain't worth that much, but if somebody's going to give it to you, then take it. Not that bad. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get some of your calls before we got to roll out. Bob is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, JR, how you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
All right. Good. Well, you know, a lot of times I want to talk about these billionaires for a minute. A lot of times when they go to start a business, the municipality where they're going to set it up will give them the land for free. Sometimes they'll build the building for them for free. And then they'll get subsidies and tax breaks for the next 10 years.
Correct.
And then in the process of running their business, they'll use the infrastructure more than any individual citizen would. And yet at the same time, they don't want to pay anything.
Yeah.
And these guys have been riding for free for too long. You know, and if they don't like doing business in this country, go to Russia. And the first thing Putin will do is take half of what they have, and they'll like it, or he'll throw them in prison for 20 years and take everything. Or they can go to China, and she'll just take their business and all her intellectual property from them, give them 10 cents on the dollar, and they don't like that, they'll send them to education camp. So,
well, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, it's okay. we're all getting ripped off by these people.
Okay.
The real minimum wage in terms of what dollars will buy in this country right now is $27.50 an hour. The real wage to have access to the middle class standard of living, which is just average, is $45 an hour.
All right.
And how many people make those wages?
Not enough, Bob.
Not very many.
Not me either, Bob. Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Bob. How about that? 855-212-4CBS. Tony's calling from Toronto.
Hi. In regards to the rat populations in these places, it's poor sanitation. That's all it is. That's disgusting. In terms of the athletes, the players, you said in Arizona having to pay for their lunch. Good. They should all be paying. When you're making $20, $30, $40, $50 million. In fact, pay double. Because to the men and women that work in these factories that have kids to put through college and mortgages to pay, do they get free meals where they work? No. So why
that
is privileged?
That is irrelevant for the business that they are in. When you are in a business where you are physically a commodity and you need to be fueled with food, with water, with energy, when that is your business and they are making money off of you, it is commonplace in a business that you that when you have a talent, that they provide you with what you need to perform that talent. There's a reason why every NFL team is providing everybody with food and that there's only one dumbass team that is not. When I walk into CBS Sports Radio, the studio, you know what I don't have to bring to perform my talent? I don't have to bring a board. I don't have to bring a microphone. I don't have to do that. You know what? And this is bad for comparison's sake, and it's unfortunate that some teachers do. Teachers should not have to bring in pencils and equipment, but they do. When you work somewhere and you work for a large company or an entity and you have a talent, they provide you with it so you can perform the best of your abilities. It's not a comparison game about what anybody else is doing. I'm sorry. That is one of the laziest things ever. Well, in the NFL. And by the way, everybody in the NFL ain't making $30 and $40 and $50 million. So the people in the fact, I'm sorry, okay? I ain't in the NFL. I ain't clocking $40 and $30 and $50 million. There's somebody listening right now in a factory, and I understand it's a hard knock life, but we can't just go around comparing everything to everything. Man, well, the NFL players should pay for their lunch, or they shouldn't pay for their lunch. Think about the sheiks and the sultans. Somebody's getting fed grapes on a million thread count bed right now. That's their life, not mine. Not a lazy thing to do. Talk about the NFL. They should pay for their lunch. For what? I ain't never seen a mechanic go to work and they go, hey, boss, do you have, you got gloves so I could, you know, maybe do the work? Man, go outside, buy your own gloves. Hey, I'm going to be fixing these cars. Y'all don't have tools for me in the service department? No, man. Go down the block and come back with your own tools. Fix that car. An NFL player, his body is the commodity. Hey, man, come in here. We need you to hit that guy. Yeah, but I gotta power my body. I got to put some energy in it. You know, fruits, vegetables can... Man, go down the block and get it. Or pay for it. It's right there at the vending machine. What type of dumbass logic is that? There's a reason why only one team is charging its players to eat. It's because that team is a dumbass team. Hello to the Arizona Cardinals. Hey, Shep, it's been a cool week hanging out with you, man.
It always is a pleasure, JR. Thank you so much for making this fun for all of us, man.
I'm not going to be here until Monday night, but you got another show coming up, huh?
Yeah, doing Sunday, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. So I hope everyone listening to the JR Sport Brief, I know there's a lot of people that do that, also find a time to listen to The Good Shepherd on Sunday.
So Sunday morning. Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah, so 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time. If you are on the West Coast, that's 11 p.m. Pacific time Saturday, 2, 3 a.m. But, okay. JR, the cool thing is also,
what?
From 5 to 6 in the morning, I'm on the fan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, in New York.
Yes, sir.
Good. So to be clear, Saturday night, Sunday morning, you're here on CBS Sports Radio.
I will be here and with a mic provided for me by CBS Sports Radio as a board as well.
I know. How about that? They give us something. How about that?
They do.
Listen, folks. It's time for me to shut up any second now. My microphone will be turned off. There will be fancy music that will turn on. I was going to say, but I'll be turned out, but that's not appropriate. I'm going to leave. I'll be back at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific on Monday. Make sure you listen to Shep, okay? Me? If you live in New York, or you don't have to, I'm going to be on WFAN New York City tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to tell everybody to relax about the damn New York Knicks, okay? Not in New York, listen on the free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Don't move here. Ryan Hickey is coming up next. I really like Ryan. Listen, damn it.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
This podcast is supported by FX's Snowfall. FX's Snowfall is back for his sixth and final season, where a feud threatens to destroy the Saint family. Franklin is faced with losing everyone he loves and everything he's built. Getting through it, it will mean outmaneuvering multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as avoiding the LAPD's corrupt crash units. John Singleton's visionary series comes to an epic conclusion. FX's Snowfall, the final season. All new Wednesdays on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.